The state used to have a long-term way of trying to forecast energy needs and power projects, called the Advanced Plan process. It was done every 2 or 3 years. But critics said the process took too long. A few years back, the legislature instead put in a less comprehensive system called a Strategic Energy Assessment. Governor Doyle says he wants the PSC to again broaden its horizon.
It means that we have to look out 5 and 10 years and have a basic sense of where we're going. What I want to get away from is that each time a new power plant is proposed or a transmission line is proposed, it's always just considered sort of all by itself. And I think we have to have a clearer picture of where we want to be 10 years from now.
Doyle says he hopes his so-called Enhanced Advanced Plan is more flexible than the old Advanced Plan process. The Citizens Utility Board and Environmental Decade welcome Doyle's idea, and so does the state's largest utility. Larry Salustro of We Energies says longer-range planning makes sense.
The process that he's describing now is much more informal, much more flexible, and probably will result in much better information for policymakers to use.
An independent power producer, Calpine, says it hopes any new state plan will allow as much competition as possible. Calpine says its proposed plant in Fond du Lac could reduce some of the need for We Energies' proposed major plant expansion in Oak Creek. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.